Okay, good evening, everyone. In the previous shiurim, what we discussed was the woman's obligation to daven Matovu and Adon Olam and Yigdal. Then we went to Birchas HaTorah and Birchas HaShachar. We discussed Psuka de Zimra, we discussed Karbanos, and then Psuka de Zimra. So today, tonight, what we're going to discuss, Be'ez Hashem, is Kriya Shema. And there's three steps what women need to know in regards to the obligation to say Kriya Shema every day. Step number one is very simply that women are potter, women are exempt from saying Kriya Shema every day. Shulchan Aruch says so explicitly in Siman Ayin that women are not obligated to say Kriya Shema every day, and the reason is that it's a mitzvah saseh shehazman gromo. A term that we've discussed before, it's a mitzvah that comes at a set time. There's an obligation for men to say Kriya Shema two times every day, once in the morning, once at night. The morning obligation cannot be said at night, and the night obligation cannot be said by day. That makes it a zman grama, comes at a specific time, morning in the morning, and night at night, and therefore that makes it that women are exempt from saying Kriya Shema. So that is step number one. However, the Shulchan Aruch over there does say that it's nice, says it's nochainu, it's proper, it's nice for women to say Kriya Shema, to be mekabel ol machos shemayim, to accept upon themselves the yoke of heaven. And the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah, explains that that means just to say the first pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and the pasuk of Baruch Shem, Kevod Machus Olam Vad. The Mishnah Berurah explains, and others, that Baruch Shem always goes together with Shema Yisrael. So far we've only said two things. First of all, that women are pater, but the Shulchan Aruch says that it's nochinu, it's proper. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's not even a mitzvah midrabanan. It's not as extreme as that. It's just proper. It's a nice thing to say those two psukim, Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem. Step number three is that the Paiskim come along and they say that it's proper, it's nice for the women to say all three parshiyos of Kriya Shema whenever possible, as I'm sure many of you do. And once again, we've said that if women are not able to, they do not have the time, then that's a different discussion. But in a regular situation where women do have the time, or on Shabbos, let's say, or for single women, or for women that are able to, then Rav Shlomo Zalman Obach and Rav Shach and Rav Yashiv, all the place can tell us that it is preferable to say all three parashiyos of Kriya Shema. But again, they are definitely not obligated to. And even the Shulchan Aruch says it's only proper, it's proper to just say the first pasuk, but it is nice to say all three parashiyos. We want the three parashiyos of Kriya Shema, the three paragraphs of Kriya Shema, which means Vahafta, Vahayim, Shemaya, and Vayomer, the parasha of the Tzitzis, to have 248 words, which will represent the 248 limbs of the body, which should protect the entire body, somebody's body, all 248 limbs of the body. And if you count it up, the three paragraphs of Kriya Shema only have 245 words. So the Chazan in Shul repeats the words Hashem Elokeichem Emes, which adds up to 248. Someone who davens Beichidus, especially for women who many times daven alone at home, then they add the words Kel Melech Nemon before Kriya Shema, and those are three words, the Rosh Tevis of Amen. And women do that as well, even though women do not have 248 limbs in the body, they have 252, but still the number 248 is still considered significant for them, for in many areas of tefillah and davening and halacha, that we always consider 248 both for the men and for the women. So it's important for a woman to say Kel Melech Nemon when she is saying all three parashiyos of Kriya Shema. If somebody goes to the bathroom in the middle of Kriya Shema, then the Mishnah Berurah says that a person should definitely wash their hands, but a person does not say Asher Yatzar until after they finish Shmona Esrei. If a person will be saying Shmona Esrei immediately following Kriya Shema, so then they should wait to say Asher Yatzar until afterwards. If they forget and then they use the bathroom again, so they only have to say one Asher Yatzar for both of those times, but they should wait to say Asher Yatzar until afterwards. And as far as the rest of the other answerings that we discussed by Psuka de Zimra, so by Kriya Shema it's more strict. It actually gets very complicated. The exact halachos, it's usually nogeya when a person is davening in shul, and it could depend on which amen it's referring to. A person can say amen to all brachos. If somebody hears a bracha being said in shul and they are in the middle of Kriya Shema, they are able to say amen. But to kaddish, then a person only says amen yehesh mei rabam v'rach le'olam l'meil maya. That's when someone is hearing Kaddish from the Chazan, meaning if they come and shul is ahead of them and they're saying Kaddish, so then you should just say to the Kaddish, you should only say the answer, Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbah. A person is allowed to say Baruch Hu, even if they are in the middle of a pasuk of Krishma. A person is allowed to say Baruch Hu, as long as it's at the end of a certain topic, if you know the translation. They could say Kedusha, not in the middle of the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, but they can say Baruch Hu and Kedusha if the tzibur is up to that. As far as the brachos of Krishma, there are brachos after Krishma, before the Shmona Esrei, and starting from the word V'yatziv by Shachris, and the Mishnah Berurah brings there is a machlokas whether women are obligated to say that. Now, the whole purpose of the brachos after Krishma is to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Every day for men, there is an obligation to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, and those brachos talk about going out of Mitzrayim. Mi Mitzrayim Gil Tanu, Kobuchareim Harokta, Viyam Suf Bakata, Shira Chadosha, Shibchu Gulim. Those men, the men have an obligation to do that by day and by night. We say it in the Haggadah that there's an obligation to mention by day and by night. And there's a machlokas whether women are obligated to do that. The Mishnah Berurah does bring that those that say it, it's chayiv. And so definitely it will be a good thing. It's nice to be able to say those brachos after Kriyas Shema for the purpose of saying Yetzias Mitzrayim. A woman definitely can say it. What we're discussing now is a woman obligated to say it, assuming that they have time. Some say they're obligated midderaisa, some say they're obligated midderabanan, but it's if a woman does have time to say those brachos after the Kriyas Shema, before Shmona Esrei, there, the Mishnah Berurah is bringing a machlokes. The Mishnah Berurah does bring those that say obligated, and therefore it is preferable to say those brachos as well. As far as the two brachos before Kriya Shema, meaning after Yishtabach, we have the brach of Yotzer Ar and Ava Rabba, or Avas Olam, depending on if you daven Ashkenaz or Sfard, that everybody agrees. The Mishnah Berurah says, the Shulchan Aruch says, that women are not obligated to say those brachos. Of course, they can say those brachos, but women are not obligated to say those brachos of Yotzer Ar and Avaraba, even if she has plenty of time, she's not obligated to, and that's because it's just regular davening, and it's only in the morning, it comes before the fourth hour, which we'll discuss Bez Hashem in the next year, the timing for women in regards to Kriya Shema, in regards to Shmona Esrei, how many hours into the day does that need to be said, and the brachos of Kriya Shema and Shmona Esrei, we'll discuss that Bez Hashem next time. But for those brachos, those come at a set time because they could only be said up until the fourth hour, and therefore women are not obligated in saying those brachos before Kriya Shema. But as far as the brachos after Kriya Shema, that is a machlokes, and in regards to Kriya Shema itself, we said three steps. We said they're not obligated. The Shulchan Aruch said it's proper to say Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem. And the Paiskim nowadays tell us that it is a nice thing to be Makabel Omach HaShemayim in a full sense of saying all three paragraphs if a woman does have time. And this parsha of Mitzias Mitzrayim, you know, now that Purim is over, all of our minds are on Pesach now, and besides, you know, we're all thinking about how we're going to get rid of all the chametz, but Pesach is now what is up next on the calendar. And mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim, that is what we mentioned by the Geula of Pesach. And whenever we have open miracles like the splitting of the Yam Suf and the Ten Makos and all of Yetzias Mitzrayim, going out of Mitzrayim, all the open miracles, those are clear to see Hashem's hand. And everybody can see that, and everyone automatically is drawn to Hashem when they could see open miracles. Nowadays, we don't have open miracles in front of us. And Purim that we celebrated yesterday, that is recognizing all the hidden miracles. And the same way the Ramban explains in Parshas Bo, that the same way we recognize Yetzias Mitzrayim as the open miracles, and we thank Hashem for that, and we praise Hashem, we also believe that all the hidden miracles, there are so many things that are hidden from us, we believe that it's all from Hashem. Hashem's name is not in the Megillah, it's called Megillas Esther, because Esther means hidden. There was no open miracles, nothing against the laws of nature when it came to the story of Purim. Purim is celebrated in the month of Adar. And the month of Adar, the constellation, the mazel of the month of Adar is the dog, the fish. And fish are hidden from the eye, as Rashi brings in Parashas Vayechi. Fish are hidden from the eye, and therefore that's why fish don't have ayin hara, v'yidgu laroiv bekerav ha'aretz. So everything was hidden. And that's why we dress up in masks on Purim. It's one pshat, because everything is hidden throughout the times of Purim. And the Geula of Purim is right next to the Geula of Mitzrayim. Even when there's a leap year and there are two Adars, we always have Purim in the second Adar, to have the two right next to each other. And the same way, we'll be having the Yontif of Pesach in a month, and we'll be talking about all the open miracles and how Hashem does this and Hashem did that, and it's clear to see the Yad Hashem. But the lesson of Purim that we celebrated yesterday is teaching us that there are so many things that don't happen, and we don't appreciate it because we don't know that it was trying to happen. We don't know that a certain Arab terrorist was trying to blow himself up and the soldiers stopped him, and we don't even hear about it. I used to get text messages on my cell phone in Eretz Yisrael that, you know, how they stopped this terrorist, they stopped this terrorist. If not for the fact that I got those headlines on my cell phone, and we never would have even realized to thank Hashem. So many things, day in and day out, that we don't even realize. We pulled out of a spot and someone else was flying, we didn't even see him, and we could have gotten hurt. And unfortunately, we only notice when bad things happen. But every single day we have to go through the day and nothing happens. A person has to thank Hashem. And that's one of the lessons of Purim, that Hashem is always watching us, and all the hidden miracles, day by day, day in and day out, have to always be thanked and praised just as much as the open miracles that Klal Yisrael had back in the times of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, is that okay? Did you hear me?
Yes.